From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. president has campaigned on a platform of hope and change, has brought those sentiments to his ancestral home of Africa in a powerful, wide-ranging speech that touched on many of the continent's most pressing issues. President Barack Obama's visit to Kenya and Ethiopia culminated Tuesday with a speech at the African Union that called for change, especially among the continent's cast of long-serving leaders.
And sometimes you'll hear a leader say, well, I'm the only person who can hold this nation together. If that's true, then that leader has failed to truly build their nation. You look at Nelson Mandela. Madiba, like George Washington, forged a lasting legacy, not only because of what they did in office, but because they were willing to leave office and transfer power peacefully.
But he noted Africa has changed in his lifetime from a continent of despair and dependence and into one of hope and progress. NATO held an unusual emergency meeting Tuesday to support Turkey, whose President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his forces are pressing their campaign against Islamic State militants and Kurdish rebels in Iraq. No steps will be taken in our fight against terrorism. No steps backward, Mr. Erdogan said at a news conference in Ankara. This will continue with the same determination. Even before NATO's closed-door session began in Brussels, the alliance's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said, "We stand in strong solidarity with our ally, Turkey." Tuesday's meeting was called at Turkey's request to discuss the conflict in Syria and also in Iraq. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, D.C. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told skeptical lawmakers Tuesday that if the U.S. rejects the internationally brokered Iran nuclear deal, there would be no constraints on Tehran developing a nuclear weapon. "It's a good deal for the world, a good deal for America, a good deal for our allies and our friends," Kerry told the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The U.S. Congress is in the early stages of a 60-day review of the pact, crafted by the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia over months of negotiations. Kerry called the Republican-controlled Congress to approve the accord, saying that if the United States rejects it, we would have squandered the best chance to control Iran's nuclear program. Iran agreed to restraints on its nuclear program and international inspections in exchange for lifting United Nations and Western sanctions that have hobbled its economy. A court in Libya issued a death sentence Tuesday to Saif al-Islam, son of Muammar Gaddafi, in connection with a deadly response to the 2011 uprising that pushed Mr. Gaddafi from power. The Tripoli court also sentenced eight others to death, including former spy chief Abdullah al-Sunusi and former Prime Minister Baghdadi Mahmoudi. Saif al-Islam was not in court Tuesday to hear the sentence. His verdict came in absentia because he is being held by a militia in the town of Zintan that backs the internationally recognized government in Tobruk. U.S.-based Human Rights Watch said the trial was undermined by serious due process violations and called for an independent review by the Supreme Court. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, who is under increasing pressure because of serious fraud allegations, has fired his deputy and attorney general. In a televised address Tuesday, Mr. Najib announced the dismissal of Deputy Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin, who had been one of his fiercest critics. He replaced Muhyiddin with Home Minister Zahid Hamidi. Malaysia's attorney general had helped lead an investigation into whether the prime minister received over $700 million from the government-owned 1MBD investment fund. Russian prosecutors Tuesday designated the National Endowment for Democracy, a Washington-based nonprofit group funded by the U.S. Congress, as undesirable, making it the first foreign NGO to be banned in Russia under a controversial new law. The decision, which was signed by Deputy Prosecutor General Vladimir Malinovsky, will be submitted to Russia's Justice Ministry, which must enforce the ban on the NAD activities inside Russia. In a statement posted on the website, the Prosecutor General's office alleged that the NAD has been doing undermining work towards Russia. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.